the collapse of the 20th century was so gradual. The stuff that had been sent out into space came back. And I'm not just talking about the usual debris, frozen waste, and capsules. No, I'm talking about waves.
Cosmic waves, radio waves, shock waves, microwaves.
Light itself. Every transmission, every beam from a flashlight shined at the stars by a bored Boy Scout, every signal, every campfire, every flick of a Zippo, every rerun of I Love Lucy.
Thousands and thousands of hours of Lucy.
That's right. Every broadcast of every TV show ever shown came reflected back from the heavens.
Unviewed, unheard, and unrated.
It was the return of memory, the return of energy.
The return of light.
Naturally, both polar caps began to melt. We, my daughter and me, were living in Greenland at the time because we wanted to watch the biggest ice cube in the world melt.
It did.
Now the water laps biblically at our feet. We keep the TV on to watch the shows return and rerun one last time.
Oh, my soul.
Backwards. We listen to the radio to hear the last backward strains of Louis Armstrong, King Oliver, whatever Alexander Graham Bell was supposed to have first uttered. And then it'll be a lot quieter.
The only waves of light and waves of sound to return will be from torches, wolves, gases, and collapsing stars.
I don't know why the 20th century fell in upon itself.
The 20th century may have been anywhere from 10 to 45% thicker and more congealed than any other previous recorded century.
The waters will recede.
They always do.
And on the new beach, we, my daughter and I, will build a fire and shout madly and happily at the sky, assuming that the universe will hear us in the next century.